John.
Hello there,
What's your
Chris.
Question for Chris Turney?
If man and ape had a common ancestor in Rhodesia thousands of years ago, what additional input came into the human line to evolve the white European, the Chinese, the Indian? And also, why are there apes in the zoo? I.e., why did one ape decide, I fancy being a man, and another genus of ape said, I'm quite happy being an ape? And 20,000 or 100 million years later, we still have apes.
Well, John, that's a great question, actually. Essentially, we're all apes, and I wish it had been as easy as
some more than others.
well, we all know a few throwbacks. but essentially, all of them have evolved separate. I mean, we separated from chimpanzees somewhere around 5 million years ago or so, and we've all evolved in our own different ways since then. It's quite an interesting question that, why are some in the zoo and others aren't. I guess essentially it doesn't say much about us as a species. And if we found a hobbit today, would we put that in the zoo? It would be quite an interesting one. But it's not just an evolution by anatomy as well. I mean, there's recent evidence showing that some groups of chimpanzees in Africa have actually developed the use of stone tools several thousand years ago. So have a stone tool age for chimps. Fascinating stuff.
So thank you very much, John, for asking. That's a great question. Nice to have you on the programme. Cheers, John.
See if we can do this one really quickly. I had an email from Matthew von der Aar, who wants to know, when Native Americans came over from across the Bering Land Bridge, why did they come? Was there something really wrong with Pleistocene northeast Siberia?
Around 13,000 years ago, but very quickly, possibly a lot earlier.
But was there some climate was horrible or something like
that? I think it was just a migration of people around the Pacific at the time. It's fascinating. Not too sure exactly why.
Thank you, Chris. Right, well, I've got one quick thing I want to read out, which is from Oscar Yildrim, who I was having a debate with him earlier this year about why people are white the further north you go. Obviously, in Africa, lots of benefit to having dark skin because it protects you from skin cancer. And as you get further north into Europe, there's no point because it's grim up here and we don't have as much sunshine. Now, I made the case that if you have all this extra blackness in your skin that you don't need, it's a waste of energy. And Oscar points out, very rightly, of course, that also if you don't have enough sunlight hitting your skin, then you are more likely to get vitamin D deficient. And that's a very good point. And thank you very much for raising that, Oscar. A bit more vitamin D if you're pale skinned, which, of course, we need up here in the frozen wastes of Europe. So thank you very much. Right, well, that's all we've got time for this week, so it remains me to say a big thank you to Chris Turney and Jenny Collier, who came in and helped us this week, also to Anne Skinner, who joined us to talk about First Fire, and our wonderful production team Ben and Mira. Next week it's our science Q&A show. Any question goes, just send it to me, chris@thenakedscientist.com. Thank you for listening, have a great week and see you next time. Good night.
The Naked Scientists are sponsored by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.